Megan Basham, the unabashed evangelical reporter of Daily Wire fame, has officially made the New York Times bestseller list with her hot new entree, Shepherds for Sale, much to the chagrin of many in the established world of evangelicalism. Now, if you're not on X, all you need to know is that the last few weeks have mostly consisted of long threads disputing Basham's editorializations, that call with Donald Trump and Elon Musk, and some top-notch memes featuring everyone's favorite Olympic breakdancer. As for Basham's book, the title says it all. Well, sort of. On the one hand, she lands some stunning allegations regarding the money trail in certain ministry sectors. But more broadly, the book is also a critique of the overall cultural and theological downgrade we've witnessed in evangelicalism over the past several years. If you haven't noticed the downgrade since, say, 2018 or so, you might need to do some review. Let me just give you a few things that you can Google on your own time and form your own opinions. The Evangelical Immigration Table, the Evangelical Environmental Network, the Reformation Project, and John Crist Bluey Appearance Gone Wrong. Okay, that last one was just because I figured you'd need a chaser after all of that seriousness. That said, amid much wagon circling, good faith questions have been raised about the Christian way to handle sources and to editorialize other people's thoughts. Some of these questions about Basham's book are fair. But rather than get into all of the weeds, there's a bigger lesson that we can all learn here. You all remember 24. Don't you? Well, in season 5, which is, by the way, the best season by far, there's this exchange between the hero Jack Bauer and a baddie named Colette Stenger that's been etched on my mind for years for some reason. Take a listen.
Theo had a price. What's yours?
I'm not for sale.
Everyone is for sale.
That clip is 18 years old, the same age as my fridge that just died, and yet Stenger's maxim has held up. Deep down, human nature is such that everyone is for sale. Maybe not everyone can be literally bought off for money, but everyone can sell out. Just ask these guys. The bottom line is that for Christians, we're always at risk of moral or theological compromise, or what older thinkers used to call downgrade. You can debate the amount and the rate of that downgrade, but you can't deny that it happens. It's like gravity, always pulling at you, and other people notice the wrinkles long before you do. Few understood this better than historian Robert Conquest, whose three laws of politics can easily be applied to any organization or ministry. By the way, if your last name is Conquest and you aren't writing laws of politics, what are you even doing? Conquest's first law is this. Number one, everyone is conservative about what he knows best. Well, this one explains itself. We all believe in conserving whatever we've built or believe in the most, even if your whole MO is about tearing the old stuff down. It's why in Orwell's Animal Farm, Napoleon the pig so quickly goes from being a revolutionary man or pig of the people to a petty tyrant sleeping in Farmer Jones' bed. But secondly, Conquest's law asserts this. Number two, any organization not explicitly and constitutionally right-wing will sooner or later become left-wing. This one hits home, especially for those who know the history of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. When Albert Mohler took over the school in 93, the school had shifted so far left that he had to swerve right in order to save it. He said in a 2015 interview, "Institutions drift left. That is the Genesis 3 reality. If truth is the principle, then you can't accept 45% heresy as a way to get to 35% heresy. If a confession states the truth of what we expect, every professor signs to teach in accordance with it. You can't drift towards faithfulness. You always drift towards softness, error, and compromise. But you need two hands on the wheel in order to steer faithfully towards biblical integrity." Now, Christians in any church or ministry walk a tightrope line. We must build institutions without becoming institutionalists. The Jews of the Old Testament were right to build and love and protect the temple, but they were wrong to, as the prophet Jeremiah says, trust in these deceptive words. This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. Jeremiah 7:4. We're called to build the kingdom without idolizing the edifice. Lastly, Conquest's third law, although its authenticity is debated, says this. Number three. The behavior of any bureaucratic organization can best be understood by assuming that it is controlled by a secret cabal of its enemies. We know this from experience living under bloated governments. Even our movies know this.
Hail, Andrew.
But here's where we need to do our own gut check. No, not that kind again. The mindset of a bureaucrat is something we've diagnosed before as managerialism. I'm not against managing things. I'm in middle management myself. But the managerialist psychology that arose after the Industrial Revolution is one that, rather than working hard to produce something of value, believes that it can technique its way to success. They believe that by layering the perfect strategy over those who are really doing the work, they can ensure a healthy bottom line. They want credit when things go well, but no blame when they don't.
I do want the credit without any of the blame.
The problem is that, biblically, we're each called to our own plot of land to work it and keep it. We each have an area of responsibility, and we're not allowed to boast beyond it. See 2 Corinthians 10:13. By contrast, managerialists are the type of people who slip into otherwise healthy ministries, announce the new DEI protocols, and then sit back for the throne room scene from Revelation with every nation and tribe to spontaneously materialize before their eyes. Instead, you usually just get a bunch of lame white actors on a Zoom call. Thanks for watching. We produce this show not only to model a biblical worldview, but to move you out into the world. Be a part of God's mission. Find your role in advancing the gospel at abwe.org.